Thank you for listening to the Prairie Oaks Pulpit Bible Study. We hope this podcast is a blessing to you in your spiritual growth. If you'd like to know more about our church, or if you'd like to support this ministry, be sure to check out the program notes included with each broadcast. God bless, God keep you. We'll see you next time. Now to the message. Hi. Thank you for joining me for Bible study. And we're looking in Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. And we're going to begin in verse 8 and go through verse 15. So let's look at our passage here. Romans chapter 10 is Paul is been talking about what the gospel is and how it affects our lives, and he kind of takes a step back and wrestles with some of the questions that some of the Roman Christians may be asking. And one of those is like, well, how does this connect to the Old Covenant, the Hebrew Scriptures, and what's been going on there? And Paul does something that's kind of interesting here, because like our book of the letter to Galatians, he's dealing with those that want to earn their salvation, earn their righteousness, as he puts it, versus those who know they can't earn it and are just asking God to forgive them, and they receive it by faith. Well, he's going to use the law to explain that the law was actually pointing us towards receiving righteousness by faith all along. So here in chapter 10, verse 8, but what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. So your scriptures, I hope, point out that he's been working his way through a little passage in Deuteronomy. And the word in Deuteronomy climaxes with, the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. He says you don't have to go up to heaven. Someone's come down from heaven to tell us how to be saved. You know, who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ from the dead? Christ is already risen. So the hard things have already been done. It's in your mouth, it's in your heart, are the keys to your salvation. Because the hard things have already been done. And speaking of the mouth and heart, that's what he then says, is that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, some of your translations may even say that Jesus is Lord, but that Jesus is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, that he is the God of the Old Testament in the flesh, and that you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, that the Father raised the Son from the dead. Because that proves that everything that Jesus taught is true. From Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all the things that he taught and that he did have the stamp of God's approval, because he raised him from the dead. The crucifixion was a curse and would have discredited anybody unless they rose from the dead afterward, just as they had said would take place on the third day rise again. Any man who can predict his own resurrection and pull it off, you better listen to him. And that's what Jesus did. That's why we know he is Lord. And so it comes out of our lips and it comes from the heart. You will be saved. Now we know the lips part has got to be reflected, a reflection of what is coming from the heart. And so he flips the order in verse 10, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness. And then what is in the heart, the abundance of the mouth, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth should speak. The mouth confession is made unto salvation. That we publicly declare what we have believed in the heart. For the scripture says, and again, this is pulling from the prophets, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. And then he quotes again from one of the minor prophets, but only minor in length, not in content. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Doesn't matter if it's a Jew or a Greek. It doesn't matter rich or poor, because God is even richer in grace upon all who call to him. And so the heart believes, and it comes out in a public confession. That salvation, it's that near. It's that easy because the heart has already been done. But how are they going to call on one if they haven't believed in him? How are they going to believe if they have not heard? And if they haven't heard, it's because there's a lacking of someone to tell them. And do you see the chain of custody that he's building up here? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? Someone to send another in order to go tell another how they may be saved. And he says, again, another from the Hebrew scriptures, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace. Not literally their feet may be beautiful, but it is spiritually speaking. Those that go and tell others, there is grace, there is a reward for that faithful obedience, who bring glad tidings, who bring gospel. And that chain of custody is to continue on. We get saved in order to tell others how to be saved. Jesus has sent us to go tell others. And they have passed that message on to others, to go tell others. And it made it to us. And we don't want to be the stopping point. We want it to go to others. And part of the reason we stopped to look at this passage this week is that we have the privilege at Prairie Oaks to come alongside ministers who are bearers of that good news. So we ourselves are to be sharing that good news as we go through our families, as we go through work, as we go through our recreation, our neighbors, to be sharers of good news, but then also to send others to go beyond our sphere of influence. Missionaries. And this week we're sponsoring the Gideons. And so, like in our Sunday morning service, and I'll include a link in the notes, giving to the Gideons International. They print New Testaments and Bibles and hand them out. So like this last week was the county fair, and they were handing out Gideon scriptures, little New Testaments there at the county fair. Sowing the seed. Not all of it falls on fertile ground, but some of it does. They go on to college campuses and handing out the scriptures. They go and to jails and hand out scriptures. They put them in the hotel and motel rooms, and wherever they're allowed to do so, they do so. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace. Your missionaries, as we belong to the BMA, the Baptist Missionary Association of America, we've got missionaries who are trying to start churches and preach the gospel around the globe. A personal friend of our church is in Thailand as a missionary. We also sponsor missionaries in right here in Arkansas and Africa, Europe, other parts of Asia, South America, Central America, North America. An awesome privilege to come alongside and bless others. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace. That gospel, to trust in Jesus Christ to make us right with God. Glory that our God has done the hard so that all we can do is ask and receive. For God so loves the world that he gave his only Son. Whoever believes in him will not perish, not for eternity, but rather have everlasting life. Thank you, Jesus. So let's go share some good news, and let's support those who do. God bless. God keep you. See you next time.